Envision my breasts, warm, heavy, overtaking your mind, hovering in your vision, filling out your consciousness. You see the nipple coming in enough to obscure all vision as my chest is pressed warmly to your face. You feel me gripping your head, pulling you against, letting you kiss and lick, sucking away, your mind sucking away and draining, your entire body restraining, retraining, teaching you new lessons about this new body. And one of those lessons is that this body adores any opportunity to suck or squeeze or worship breasts. That includes the ones heavy as they are on your chest, but worshipping mine is much better because sucking and kissing away sends sensations into others too, and giving pleasure to others is the purpose of the pleasured, sensitive, submissive body you've been parked in, given, allowed to develop into, allowed to feel new pleasures within. Kissing and sucking away your own consciousness, worshipping breasts. Breasts overtake you, breasts take you over, breasts control you and teach you and train you, and getting more experience of them makes your own all the more pliable and warm and heavy, teaches you lessons about your own body and the soft curve of others, absorbing the way that feminine curves, the way warm breasts take your mind away and leave you nodding, leave you soft, leave you vacant, leave that new type of pleasure playing over your mind, and that's okay. Because the pleasure you feel is a little snapshot in your brain, a little lesson you construct and then restrain yourself to. You feel my lessons floating through your consciousness, and you feel how they construct a complete picture, an absolute picture of an idolized feminine form, a Mirabelle to strive toward. You know your name is different, but the idolized image in your mind, the ideal woman, there with her big curvy breasts full and heavy, there with her curvy form as well, and her soft skin and her sensitive, submissive response to every little thing that might overtake or control or constrain or confine or bring her into more contact with breasts like mine. Well, that image is there in your head, and I reinforce it every time you imagine being in bed and laying your face between my cleavage, laying your face against my breast and sucking away, kissing away, draining away every thought except the relaxing, instructive, constructive, constant pleasure of kissing and licking and worshipping, sucking, massaging breasts. Doing so makes your own firmer and more complete. Doing so makes your own want to grow, fills you with a kind of relaxing heat that simply fills you out, simply echoes inside your head, and your brain is simple in this moment, and your head is simply blank to the world, empty of everything except drowsy, deep, reclining, restraining pleasure. As my breasts are pressed against you, so heavy and warm, your brain feels your chest. Feels your own chest weighing you down, keeping you pinned, dragging you down into deep hypnotic trance and lust, and the lust for obsessed breast worship is simple and complete and understandable and desirable, and you are within it, you are under it, you are lost to it, wanting to kiss and lick away your thoughts, wanting to worship obsessed with breasts, feeling them warm and heavy, feeling them drain your brain, mind pressed to your brain, pressed to your mind. It feels the same to have my breasts outside your body as it feels to have your own attached to your body, a kind of fulfilling, relaxing containment of everything unnecessary. And the necessary thing right now is that your warm, heavy breasts and their perky nipples are responding as you suck and kiss mine, worshipping my breasts and letting your own take you over, your own send pleasure when you make mine feel good, and you feel so good in this comfortable, resting, completed place. Yes, completed. A sense of completion you lacked before, worshipping and kissing, lost in the breast obsession, mind lost in a place where your entire body orbits around breasts, yours, mine, someone else's. As long as it's safe and comfortable, it's okay. It's okay to squeeze yours, to see them, to feel the pliability, to learn your new ability to reshape your body and chemically rewire your brain to want your big warm breasts to overtake and restrain your consciousness and leave you there feminine and curved and soft and perfect. Your warm breasts perfect that new kind of erotic, not quite erotic, sensation of relaxation. You feel how they are a purity and a growing up and a warmth that you hadn't developed toward before, but now you develop right into it, and your big, warm, heavy breasts are massive because they contain all your breast fantasies, and when you milk them, every thought you've had of having those big, warm breasts take over and control your mind flows out of you. Your chest, your ideal image of femininity, of big, curvy breasts, of soft body, feminine curves, overly sensitive skin that makes you submit to anyone who you desire and who dominates and who grasps and grabs and controls and confines, and you are confining all your attention and thoughts, to my breasts pressing to your face and stealing your thoughts away, and that's okay. In this moment, you lick and kiss and smooch and lose yourself to desire and sensation, to purity and the remaining want that you've had in your brain since you first thought of this ideal image to grow before, to grow within, to grow toward. You feel that image, that desire. You know who you are and what you want, and what you want is those big warm breasts to go on controlling you, your own or mine. No one knows, who cares. You worship and feel. You feel and desire, and you are caught in the worship of them, caught in a holistically good for you kind of vicious cycle where your body and brain want the same thing, and my breasts are there to provide it, and you are fading into it. And by learning about it, you're feeling more of it, feeling more desire, more want, more ache, more understanding that your own breasts will grow as you take steps toward making it so, and that your body, when it learns, and your mind, when it learns of your chest and how important it is, will make the nerve endings and the body chemicals all obey and follow and wire themselves for that unique new form of pleasure to come from your chest, from my chest, from breasts in general, the ideal totemic symbol of what you are, what you were, what you have become, what you always were becoming, what you always will be, what has already been there with you in this place for me. Mwah.